This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time is 7 after the hour on the DJV program. Yeah, we're doing our Wadiddies here for your benefit and for ours because we like to have the relationship. We'd have a good time. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and I would have a good time together whether you were listening or not. The fact that you are listening makes it that much better. We I don't know if we dare to be greater because we know there are thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people listening. Does that ever even phase any of you, any of us? I don't think. I'm thinking about talking to one or two people at a time. I'm talking with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. And the fact that it is a listenable radio program for other people, to kind of, it's sort of like eavesdropping, right? That's really kind of what good radio is, don't you think? Eavesdropping. Listening to a conversation that people are having, that friends are having about issues. You have this conversation, whether you're on the air or not, Victoria. You and all your pals are always talking about all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, most of the stuff that we talk about on the show is definitely stuff that's relatable to our gang, for sure.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, Jennifer, your turn to get us thinking. And I know there are a number of things I just said to you, because I'm not interested in beating the drum for political parties or ideas or whatever it is. But I do think it's interesting to note that at least if you believe the news media, and I know you're going to give us a spin on this that is not necessarily spin, but there is a lot of focus on the relationship between Mr. Trump and Mr. Pence. I never saw the two of them. They're so different. I never saw the two of them as friends.
I think that's what makes them work, though, as partners. I don't know if they need to be friends, but certainly to be confidants. I think Mike Pence provided some experience to President Trump since he was a governor. I think he provided some experience. He also is the yin to Trump's yang. I mean, their personalities are very, very different.
Yeah.
Their styles are very, very different. And I think for whatever reason, that works. It helps balance out one over the other. And the media has been trying to create friction between Trump and Pence for a long time. In fact, Trump asked Pence to run again with him the day after Election Day in 2018, I think, after the midterms. He has repeated the fact that he's committed to Mike Pence. There's been a lot of speculation from the media that Nikki Haley would be a better choice to run with Trump in 2020. I don't disagree. I actually think Nikki Haley would be a better choice for Trump in 2020. But I have a lot of loyalty to Mike Pence. Mike Pence has done a good job, a solid job as vice president. He's been effective at working with Trump's very unorthodox style. And for that reason, I think Trump needs to keep him on the ticket. And there's surveys out that say most GOP voters agree. In fact, there was a survey done just last week that say GOP voters want Pence to stay on as Trump's running mate in 2020. 69% of them actually want Pence to share a ticket with Trump next year. The way that it balances out, 69% for Pence, Haley 9%, Mike Pompeo, the current Secretary of State, 9%, Lindsey Graham 9%, 4% say they'd be interested in seeing someone else on that ticket. So I think Trump is not a dummy. He may have personality brush-ups with people. He may get into disagreements with people. But if he sees that his base in polls like this one, say 69% overwhelmingly, they want Mike Pence to stay, I think Mike Pence stays. And I think what the media does is just try to drum up controversy because it's something to write about.
Hmm. Can you actually... How does it work? Has it ever happened before? If a sitting president runs for re-election and... I mean, you can't fire the vice president because he was elected.
No, you just wouldn't run for re-election with him.
Yeah, you just tell him. Okay. For in the what would be a good way of wording it, for the benefit of the party and the country, I've decided to step aside. Because
something like that would be the statement. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
But so I don't.
I'm
going to
spend more
Nikki
time
Haley,
with my family. I always love.
Yeah. Nikki Haley, I think, has made it pretty clear. I don't think she wants that job. I don't think she wants to.
Well, she does want to run
Trump.
For president.
She wants to run at some point by herself. So. But
yeah, she hasn't said anything bad about Trump when it comes to this question. In fact, she said it would be an honor to even be considered. But what she did say is that she's really good friends with Mike Pence, and that she doesn't want to put herself in that position to challenge him for what would be his next 4-year run. So she's also, I think, feels very loyal to Mike Pence. I mean, despite popular opinion around here, Dougie. Looking at you. Mike Pence is a pretty solid guy, and he is he's well liked in the circles in which he runs.
My circle.
Well, that's why I said I'm looking at you. But for people like Nikki Haley, for the insiders around Trump, I think they like him.
I do like her. I like her. I think she's smart. I think she's measured.
I thought she did a pretty formidable job in the UN.
Yeah, she's very good.
I really did. I didn't know what to expect going in.
She was the most popular member of his administration when she was there.
Yeah. And it's time for a woman to be president. Not just any woman, somebody who's good.
Yep.
And I think she's pretty good. She did a good job when she was governor. And, there are a lot of, I don't see, there's nothing, there's no, you can always tell, look at the trail that they leave, politicians leave behind. You don't find, at least in any of the stuff that I've looked at, I must admit that I'm an expert on this, but anything I've looked at with regard to her has always been positive. And this doesn't seem to be anything. She hasn't left any dirt behind.
And anything can happen in elections, but I think you're more likely to see a Republican woman elected first, because I think you need to get that half of the country committed to your candidacy. And I think some of the women who are running this time around, and Hillary Clinton is a great example. I think there was people who, number one, Hillary had a likability problem, but this time around, there's a fear of the women who are running because they seem to be so progressive and so far left. And so I don't know that you bring in every independent and every Republican.
Yeah, there is. Desire to have a woman as president. I think you're right. That's pretty astute, actually, Jennifer. I think there is a real desire.
I think the only exception to that is Amy Klobuchar. I think she's the only one who really has the ability. She's
moderate enough.
She's pro Second Amendment. She's very moderate. I think that she handles pressure very well. I think she, from everything I've seen, she has definitely worked
Victoria,
on both sides of the aisle.
She gets lost with those the yammering of Kamala Harris and what's her face?
Kamala Harris, I'm so over her. I'm so over her.
Well, what about Elizabeth Warren? Are you over her?
I've never been on her team, so I liked Kamala for a hot minute, but then I'm over it.
Never. She was the first time I actually read anything about her or saw her in action in California, which was a number of years ago, I thought this woman is the most self-serving, self-aggrandizing.
Yeah. And that became so obvious to me, at least, on the first debate.
How does she even get to the point? Are people that shallow that they don't see that in her right away?
Why
is she still in the top 10?
Well, I think people started to see it during the debates. To me, it became glaringly obvious that she was there just to for
she's
herself.
There for her.
There's always no other reason that she's
always,
there.
Always, every breath she's breathed as a politician, as quote-unquote public servant, has always been
public. But would
public
you say
meat.
The same things about men? Because I think, I don't know. I mean,
not all
she's
of them.
Very ambitious, and that's what I think is a turnoff for me. The fact that she's made these backdoor deals her whole career to move up the ladder, I think is unattractive. But men do it all the time, and it is a double standard. I'm honest enough to admit that it's a double standard. It's also a double standard when we listen to the tone of voices and we go, ooh, Elizabeth Warren, she's out there shrieking all the time. We probably wouldn't say that about a man. Yeah.
Well, I'd say it about Pence. I have the same attitude toward Pence. I got no use for him.
I don't know, because every one of our friends, every time we watch Bennett speak, we just couldn't get past his voice. I couldn't even comprehend what he was saying, because his voice is Mr. Mackey from South Park.
Well,
and obviously they obviously based that on him, yeah. But, the other one, though, I think Cory Booker, and I've never been a fan of Cory Booker. I think he's a male version of Kamala Harris.
Yep.
He is 100% out there for himself.
For him.
So,
always
yeah,
was.
I think there are other candidates who are doing it for the right reasons. And I don't think Cory Booker and Kamala Harris are.
Mm. Good. 16 past the hour. This is the DJV show. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
We all want to live a healthy, happy life, but type 2 diabetes or prediabetes can rob us of our simple little pleasures. Thankfully, there's a new and natural glucose support solution, Curalin. Everyone knows someone suffering with type 2. Curalin, a scientific blend of 10 natural ingredients, can help them by supporting a healthier glycemic response. Curalin was developed by our team of scientists, nutritionists, and doctors to revolutionize how people with elevated glucose levels can regain a normal lifestyle. Curalin will help you or a diabetic you know regain happiness and a fuller day-to-day life naturally.
Buy Curalin today. For a limited time, go to Curalin.co for a $20 discount on a one-month supply. That's Curalin.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Curalin today. A happier and fuller life awaits. Curalin.co, promo code DJV.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so let's get to something really important here on the DJV program, and that is how you find a partner or a mate. And here with her expertise in that department is Jennifer Horn, who's focused on Facebook dating. I don't know who else is.
Well, it was a big story this week, actually. Mm-hmm. In fact, a lot of people are excited about this because, and I noticed it yesterday when I signed into Facebook, it said, do you want your likes to lead to the love of your life or something like that? And I was like, what is this? Some ad on Facebook. It's long been this big place. I mean, it is the biggest social media platform out there. So why not start a matchmaking algorithm? And that's exactly what Facebook dating is. It began rolling out in other countries last year. It launched in the U.S. this week, and it gives users age 18 and up access to a suite of features designed to help them find a meaningful relationship.
So how does it work? Is it like Facebook? I've become interested in Facebook buying cars and stuff like that. What do they call it? Facebook marketing.
Marketplace.
Yeah.
So
you could potentially
That's what it is, isn't it, Kara? I mean,
on Facebook.
Really.
Yeah, so what you do is you need a separate profile. So even though you have a Facebook, if you want to do Facebook dating, it'll live in that Facebook app, but you need to set up a separate profile. The only information that they carry over from your Facebook profile is your name and your age, and then it will present you with potential matches based on your location, the preferences that you set for yourself, and other factors.
Preferences.
I don't know. We'd have to go through it and test it out. You could also choose to match with people who attend the same Facebook events or are part of the same Facebook groups that you are. One thing it won't show you are your existing Facebook friends. That option is turned off by default, so it's not like you're going to be able to say, oh, my cousin is in here. Look at that.
Okay.
So how about that?
You can check
out.
You can't see who's out there doing
it. I think, Kara, you and Doug should do it.
I'll give it a test drive. Sure.
We'll find each other. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This kind of sounds like a Motown song.
Yeah, this was the song that Elton and Taron Egerton did together for the end of the movie.
Yep. I'm Gonna Love Me Again, Taron Egerton.
It's just Taron.
Taron Egerton.
Taron.
Him too.
Sounds like he's one of the members of the prestigious upper class in England. Taron Egerton. Taron and Elton performing together at Rocket Man concert as the headline. So Egerton found his way into the fur coats and the sunglasses required to play Elton in the movie that everybody liked. I haven't seen it yet.
It's so good. I want to see it again. I loved it.
I can see it on the plane next time I'm on a plane. The hardest part, according to Taron, performing in front of Elton himself. I think that would be kind of intimidating. And that's what he said. There's nothing more intimidating than performing in front of Elton. He said of the days when Elton dropped by to check in on the film. But Taron's nerves did not show when the duo hit the stage together in Cannes past May after the movie premiered. They performed I'm Still Standing and then the title track Rocket Man. Now the two are giving it another go, this time in L.A. I'd like to see this.
I would love
Rocket
to
Man
see
live
this.
In concert, which is going to be at the Greek Theater on the 17th of October. Damn.
They're doing a lot of advertising for it, too.
Yeah, that's a Wednesday. Brendan gets married on Sunday the 13th. I have to come back to the 14th. I would like to have stayed. That would be a good concert. So the Hollywood Symphony Orchestra playing, Jennifer. This would be quite the bill. Elton says, I'm thrilled to debut Rocket Man live in concert. I can think of no better city than L.A. to bring the magic of this movie to life and perform live with the Hollywood Symphony. I think he's right about that. He can't wait for the audience to experience the film. So how does this work? Somebody want to explain what actually happens in this context?
I think that's part of the mystery, is that they haven't
They haven't told anyone how it's going to be mapped out. All I know is that the Hollywood Symphony is going to play the entire score with the movie playing in the background. So I think maybe the vocals will drop out of the movie, and then Taron and Elton will sing all the songs
live
together. Yeah, they'll be singing live. So his voice was so good, too.
Yeah.
Taron just
nailed
it.
He's
yeah.
a good actor. So they're going to be selling tickets. Let's see. They're on sale.
I'm assuming the Greek
theater
is not that big, right?
Access.com.
It's a pretty good. It's a nice. Yeah, it's a nice venue.
It's cozy.
It is smaller.
$44.50 to $230 price of tickets. And when you buy them, fans have the opportunity to pre-order Elton's autobiography, Me, which will be hitting the shelves on the 15th of next month. So that's that story. That's a good story. I like that. Next up, musically here, a focus on Hootie and the Blowfish. New album, pretty much inevitable when Hootie and the Fish decided to reunite for their first full-blown tour in, what, a decade? Now they've released the first track off a new album, which the rest of it comes down the 1st of November. Darius Rucker points out that not much has changed in the world of Hootie for the upcoming album, Imperfect Circle, whose track list was revealed along with Roland as the first single. This quartet started writing and recording Imperfect Circle, a 13-song set about a year ago, according to Rucker, working on the album at the same time preparing for this year's group therapy tour with the Bare Naked Ladies. That tour runs from 13th of this month, goes through the 13th.
And then Hootie
goes to England for October. So what do we think of this, ladies?
I like it. It sounds a little more country than I remember.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian moving close to North Carolina now. It could actually make landfall somewhere along the North Carolina coast soon, but it's also weakened. Here's National Hurricane Specialist Stacy Stewart.
Dorian has weakened this morning, likely due to drawing in some dry air on the east side of the storm. That's weakened the thunderstorm activity in the eastern Iowa. And we have radar and reconnaissance data that suggests the system has weakened. Maximum sustained winds now 90 miles per hour. Still a significant high-end Category 1 hurricane. Still capable of lots of damage, trees, power lines. And
at least 30 people dead and about 200 reported missing in the Bahamas because of that storm. The U.S. House Judiciary Panel will be in El Paso today for a hearing on domestic terrorism. That's to focus on the relationship relationship between anti-immigrant rhetoric and that domestic terrorism risk. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Here we go again. It's the DJB program. Time to welcome a new member to the DJ. I have actually a lot of interaction already with people listening, because I haven't been on in Tucson for a couple of years, but was on there for a long time. Now happy to be back on the KVOI signal. KVOI is the voice in Tucson, AM 1030. We're on there from 10 until noon every day, and then after we're on the air, Bill Buckmaster goes on the air. He's interviewed 5,000 newsmakers. Imagine that. Wow. Earned the reputation as Tucson's most trusted voice for news and information. So he's on after we are. And then Dave Ramsey is on at 1 o'clock. So that's Tucson. I don't know how many of you realize how big it's.
It's for, huge.
It is. I love going to Tucson because I actually, many times I've been through there. I'm going to visit the station when I drive west right after Christmas, and I was thinking of how much I like to go to the, there are a couple of places where they have the old jets that they, there's a big area just north of Tucson where the hundreds of planes are parked, and then they have a place to the Air Force Base there as well where they have It's just a fascinating place. Also the home of the University of Arizona. So, it's the second most populated city in Arizona. Good to be on the air there. Thank you for your input already. They found a Twitter account, at Doug Steffen. You can also find us at DJV Show, or at Jennifer Horn, or at On Air Victoria, or at C. Schillen with two L's and two N's. Find us there. And also Facebook.com/DJV Show. Lots of pictures and things that sort of bring us up to date with all the people that are listening. Sharing is what it's all about. Speaking of sharing, Victoria wants to share the latest from Grace and Frankie, a celebrated television program for sure. Yes?
Absolutely. So Grace and Frankie have the show, which is a Netflix original starring Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda, Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston, amongst other, you know, recurring guest stars and things like that. Ernie Hudson is also coming back too. They've announced that they are ending the series. They have they're going to start season 6 in January, and they've announced that the following season 7 will be the final season. And that actually makes a record for Netflix. That will be the longest running Netflix original series in the history of the streaming service. And so lots of bittersweet kind of toasts coming out of from Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. They said that they are delighted and heartbroken that Grace and Frankie will be back for its 7th, although final season. And they said in a joint statement together, "We're so grateful that our show has been able to deal with issues that have really connected to our grand generation and their kids, and amazingly their kids as well. And we'll miss these two old gals, Grace and Frankie, as much as many of the fans will, but we'll still be around. We've outlasted so many things. We just hope we don't outlast the planet." And so in 2015, that was when it premiered, Grace and Frankie became an instant hit for Netflix. It did so much better than anyone would have ever guessed. It's picked up 11 Emmy nominations during its run, 6 Screen Actors Guild Award nominations, and a Golden Globe nomination for Lily Tomlin as well. Marta Kaufman, who is the creator, she was also the creator of Friends, which I don't know if a lot of people kind of have connected that, but she said she thinks it's really cool and kind of in a weird way that the oldest stars on Netflix also now have the longest running show on Netflix, which is pretty cool. So not, you can be 80, 81 is Jane Fonda, and Lily Tomlin last weekend turned 80. Yeah. And so, and the two,
so how
the
old
two
are
ladies
Martin
are older
Sheen
than all the other guys.
And
they're
Sam Waterston.
Early to mid-70s, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And for those who don't know, this is I've not been a devotee. I've seen it enough to get the gist of what goes on. The friendship between the two of them on the air and off the air. They're both great friends and have been since 9 to 5, I think. Haven't they?
They've been doing a speaking tour, too, which is cool.
Yeah, right. They're working on a new 9 to 5 now. So when this when this series wraps, that's probably the next thing they're going to be doing. They've got Dolly on board and Lily and Jane, all three of them. So I think the script is being worked on right now.
Right. And what is groundbreaking? What's the most groundbreaking thing? The story of Waterston's character and Sheen's character is that they're gay. And they were the husbands of those two women, right?
They were law partners, and turns out they were partners in other things too, for like 40 years while they were married to their wives. So yes, that's the premise of it. They leave their wives to team up together, and then Grace and Frankie are very opposite, and they're left kind of living a life together, picking up the pieces.
Yeah. I guess it's interesting to me to think about people and how good they are as actors. I would never think Martin Sheen or Sam Waterston could pull off gay.
They're so they're convincing, they're funny, they're sweet.
Yeah.
The show has just it has so many dimensions to it. It's absolutely one of my favorites. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very. Waterston has been one of those really steady actors, and Sheen as well. Both of them have very steady careers. If you go back 40 years, remember when Sam Waterston was in that horrible movie about the war, I think Martin Sheen may have been in that movie with them. Now that I think about it, mentioning that with him in it, I'm trying to remember the name of the movie.
Seen. Are you talking about Platoon? Is that it? Is that Charlie Sheen was in that? I don't know. I don't watch movies.
No, I think it was Charlie Sheen. No, this was more serious than that.
I only know Sam Waterston from
Law and Order.
Law and Order, yeah. He was the prosecutor.
For 21 years. That was a great role for him. He loved living in New York and being there. He became a real New Yorker, in a matter of speaking. Let me extend this a little bit. You know, this week I was talking about becoming a fan. I flew back on Monday from L.A. I watched 6 episodes of Grey's Anatomy, and I had never seen Grey's Anatomy before. It was not on my whatever. I'd sort of stumble on it on television, and I knew it was a Shonda Rhimes show, and I was a big fan of the show that Kerry Washington was in. But I don't know, there was something about it that never really grabbed me. But I thought, okay, I'll watch the first episodes, and see what happened. I was immediately drawn in to the character that Ellen Pompeo, is it Pompeo? How did you pronounce her last name?
I think Pompeo.
Pompeo. And then Catherine Heigl is in it, and Sandra Yeoh, and Isaiah Washington, and some of these other character actors who've been around for a long time. I was laughing. I was engaged in the story, McDreamy and all that other, the way it was put, it was just so well done. And so I was interested to note this week that Isaiah Washington started talking a lot about politics.
Didn't he get fired from the show a long time ago?
I don't.
He said something very controversial and got himself fired. I don't remember.
The guy that played George, who was a gay guy in real life, not on the show. And I think
That's what it was. Yep.
But he also disappeared. He is no longer really in the spotlight either.
We talking about the small doctor?
The small doctor. Yes, the shorter guy with the dark hair. Yes.
Yeah, right. And in one of the episodes...
Yeah, that's right. In real life, he's gay, and I think that's where... Yeah, mm-hmm. Washington didn't like that or something. I don't know.
He said something, yeah.
Oh. Anyway, he said he left the Democratic Party because he was interviewed this week and started talking about why... he left the Democratic Party. He voted for Obama twice, but then he thought Obama disappointed the country. He was fired.
Well, good.
Someone
else can have him
then. A homophobic slur.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I find that the reason I'm bringing this up isn't so much about the business of him being on Grey's Anatomy, as to what people expect because of this color of your skin that you're supposed to be attitudinally, or what you're thinking or saying. All blacks are supposed to think this way, all whites are... I mean, it just becomes so pedantic and ridiculous. And that's the only reason I brought this up, because I'm looking at the news media's made a big deal out of him being black and saying that he's left the Democratic Party. So what? Why are you making a big deal out of that? What is there? How many other blacks do you think have left the Democratic Party? Or how many whites have left the Democratic Party? Or vice versa?
A lot of complaints from my black friends who do vote Republican is that they feel like it's beat into your head that you're supposed to vote Democrat and that you get shunned if you don't. And
right.
We just have to start letting people believe what they want to believe and stop classifying people. We play identity politics all the time. Mm-hmm. Just because one person thinks something, it's not a danger to you. It's not a danger to anybody else. We have to just let them do their thing and vote and have their one voice like we get. I don't know. It just seems like there's a lot of bullying lately.
That's a very good word for it. Yes, political bullying. You're right about that. 44 after the hour on today's DJV program.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/joy. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address. 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy. For your first month for just $5. FORHIMS.com/joy.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A couple of other things that are going on here that have our attention. The president has announced that they're going to award a couple of billion dollars in grants to states and local government to combat the opioid crisis, which will ring well with most people that are concerned about this. It's called the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration. That is this new organization that's going to be in charge. They have they're giving every state in the U.S. along with territories, U.S. territories, $932 million to provide treatment, recovery, and prevention. And yesterday you had Alex, is it Azar? How do you pronounce that, Jennifer?
Alex Azar.
Local program. What do you have to say about this?
He's actually going to be on today.
Oh, it's today. Oh, okay, so you can't tell me what he's going to say.
No. But I do know that there's $2 billion that's being allocated to the fight against opioids. And it's in education, prevention, but also adding in treatment programs and things to get people off of opioids.
Okay, good. Also in the administration, they announced plans to roll back energy efficiency standards for light bulbs. So how is this, what is this all about?
This is stupid. It makes no sense. It's like saying, let's go back to the dark ages and waste electricity and let's heat up the planet even more. For what purpose?
Well, what is it? What does it actually do? What is this? I don't like LED.
They don't need to be energy efficient. They're rolling back on the energy efficient standards. Even though you can't go into like Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever and not find energy efficient light bulbs now, because that's how we've all been living.
You can't buy them. It's just saying you might have other choices.
It's hard to find them. But now they're rolling back the standards, which makes no sense.
Well, but the public can comment. It's like,
and that doesn't change anyone's mind. I think that's such BS when they say, oh, the public can comment for 2 months. Yeah, right. They're not going to change anything.
Well, there we go, folks. Victoria's point of view on that at 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's time to visit the world of automotive excellence with Nick Miles, whose website, Auto Expert, is viewed by hundreds of millions of people every week. Right? Should I say tens of millions or hundreds of millions of people visit your website?
My
which
mom.
Is it, Craig? Your mother. Because good for her. Congratulations. All right, so you've gone to the Hamburg Auto Show. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's the Frankfurt Auto Show. So yeah. Do you have a hamburger in one hand and a Frankfurter in another hand? What are you eating while you're there?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously you're drinking beer. If you're just walking around looking cars, you're in Germany. Why wouldn't you be? I mean, the home of Pilsner.
Right. So are you sober or are you okay to have a conversation?
No, the show fires up this week, actually. It's, you know, so everyone's on their way over there right now, which, of course, we will be doing that. But it's kind of an interesting show. It points to what America's going to see on the car lots in the future. Tend to be sort of exotics and some interesting pieces of equipment. It's very electric this year. VW are just about to roll out their new electric car that they're going to bring to America. I actually talked to them yesterday. They're telling me that you're going to start to see that at the end of next year appearing in the United States. We're still quite a long way off for all of these promises, but the interesting thing is, the interesting thing is, it's kind of like a three-ring circus, being able to sit back at the sides and watch all these people like Elon Musk and Porsche fight and call each other liars and say their car, and I'm like, all right, well, I'll just get in my V8 and put my foot down while you guys. It's sort of being esoteric. It's standing out on the sidelines watching this sort of a really strange boxing match between people who shouldn't be fighting anyway. So that goes on, and there's lots of interesting new pieces of machinery.
All right, so let's see. What with the new Porsche Taycan, is that how you pronounce that? Got a big V8 in it? What's that?
No, it's all electric, boo. This is,
it is?
This is one of the sort of portion of the three ring circus going on. Elon, because they call it the Porsche Taycan Turbo, and Elon Musk is saying, well, there's no truth in there. You know, he's suggesting that they're lying because it's, you know, turbo, there's no gas engine in it. And I'm like, well, of course, it's, you know, it's, it doesn't make any difference. I don't want it anyway. But, yeah, so it's kind of interesting to see these tweets going back and forth between these executives. At the same time, I've been driving a Dodge Challenger this weekend with, you know, 500 horsepower and a nice big V8 engine and occasionally looking at my phone and giggling if these guys aren't with me.
Yeah. Well, what was the fastest car you ever drove? What car, man, better question, what car have you driven that scared you?
I think the car, for a strange reason, but the car that scared me the most is the Mercedes-Benz GT four-door. So it looks like their GT performance car, like a GT car with a long hood, but it actually has four doors. It goes up against the Porsche Panamera. And the thing that was most scary about this vehicle is that I got to 110 miles an hour and was casually thinking I was doing 55.
Uh-oh.
That was the most scary thing, and it does have an amazing roar. The thing I like about the German big cars is that when you take your foot off the accelerator, they have that gurgle. And if you're trying to get the attention of a sexy young person standing on the side of the street, that's a great way to do it. Just take your foot off the gas, the car goes, blah, 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 and then they turn around and go, whoa, what was that?
What was that? That's, you know, there's a lot of that fake stuff, those mufflers. Remember the old glass packs? Are you old enough to remember what a glass pack was?
Yeah, I mean, I do know what they were because it's part of automotive history. What they do now is I think is a little bit despicable, is they make the fake sound, but they only make it so you can hear it in the car. It comes to the speakers. And that annoys me a little bit because then I keep making all these sounds and the good-looking people on the curb don't turn around and look at me. And that's very annoying because I can only hear it in the car. So I feel somehow I've been cheated and I spent my money and now I'm not getting noticed.
I was on Beverly Boulevard in Los Angeles last weekend. Some guy was driving a Mustang, and the newer ones, they've got whatever the muffler or exhaust system is in them. You can, or maybe this is aftermarket, I don't know, but this guy made more noise. It reminds me of some of the ethnic cars, the little Nissans, they put those mufflers on it. My God, it's distracting, and then you kind of laugh about it, you know?
At the same time, I think it's good if it's a classy V8 sound, but if it's like that tinny, it sounds like a motorcycle gone bad, then it's not good. So, I mean, the sound has to be, and for me, actually, the sound is as important as the look of a car, because if people don't notice me, what was the point of having, you know, spending all this money on a sexy car? I'm so shallow, Doug, I should probably go and get therapy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.